This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hopeful and relieved. That is what critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay said after receiving the United States' first vaccine to combat the coronavirus. Lindsay, who works for a medical center in New York State, said, "I feel like healing is coming." That moment kicked off the biggest vaccination campaign in U.S. history on Monday. As expected, healthcare workers rolled up their sleeves for the first of two shots to protect them from COVID-19 and bring an end to this pandemic. It's an optimistic day, even as the nation's death toll surpassed the grim milestone of 300,000 dead. That's according to data just updated by the Johns Hopkins University. Hospitals around the country unloaded precious frozen vials of vaccine made by Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner BioNTech, with staggered deliveries expected throughout the day and on Tuesday. A few other countries have authorized a vaccine, including Britain, which started vaccinating people last week, and Canada, which began doing so on Monday. On Capitol Hill in Washington, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief. The economic relief proposal to be unveiled Monday includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, as well as money for vaccine distribution. What happens next is unclear. Congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government's funding. Presidential electors in the U.S. are casting their ballots Monday in a formal vote that will end with former Vice President Joe Biden as president-elect. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. stocks are moving sideways on Wall Street Monday. Investors are focused on the first COVID-19 vaccines that are being administered, while also waiting to see if government officials can deliver any progress on separate negotiations happening in Washington. If successful, the talks could give markets a further boost. Spain expects to start vaccinating people against the coronavirus by January 4th or 5th if the European Medicines Agency gives the green light to a vaccine on December 29th. The country's health minister said that on Monday. In the UK, the health minister said the coronavirus is rising in all age groups and rising exponentially in London. At a news conference Monday, he also said they have identified over 1,000 cases of the new variant of the coronavirus and that it's growing faster than the existing variant. He added, London will be placed into the toughest tier of COVID-19 restrictions effective on Wednesday. Earlier this month, the government implemented a tiered system of restrictions to try to keep a second wave of the virus under control. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will self-isolate Monday after coming into contact with a coronavirus patient. His office said, calling it a precautionary step. Netanyahu tested negative for the virus on Sunday and on Monday, but a statement said he will still enter isolation until Friday following contact with a confirmed coronavirus patient. Japan and South Korea grappled with surging cases and growing public frustration Monday, with Japan suspending a contentious travel subsidy program and South Korea closing some schools and considering its toughest curbs yet. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga had ruled out halting the program, citing economic considerations, but that changed after weekend polls showed his support being eroded over his handling of the pandemic. The European Parliament is in wait-and-see mode on EU-UK trade negotiations. The head of the chamber made that statement Monday, adding that lawmakers will act on Brexit whether there is an agreement or not. The European Parliament head also told the news conference, "We'll have to see if we are close to a deal with the UK," adding, "In case of a deal or no deal, it's clear that Parliament will have to take initiatives." German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said on Monday talks between the European Union and Britain on post-Brexit trade should continue as long as an agreement is possible. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.